That leaves us Jason Ward. I think Jason is our final coach here tonight. Now, is Jason eating? Well, tell him his time has come. Jason, I hate to interrupt your meal over there, but we're down to one coach to go. So I don't want to interrupt your conversation with DJ Sean, the head coach of the Midview Middies, or interrupt your meal here at the Brew Kettle. But you're the last one, my friend, so we're going to get Jason Ward over here. And again, before we close things out with the head coach of the Columbia Raiders, cannot thank enough everybody here at the Brew Kettle, Chris Russo and his whole staff. They have been great tonight. Appreciate all of their help very, very much. Again, all of the sponsors and certainly the coaches who came out here tonight. What time did practice end for Columbia, and yet you still got in your car and made it here to the Brew Kettle?
We go 3 to 8:30, and yeah, so we you know, I told those guys just put them in the weight room towards the end there. We moved some things around. I could have missed this, man. I love coming here with you guys. Come on.
You talk about a regular. Jason Ward has been a regular on this show for many, many years, a regular on the Forecast Show, somewhat of a regular on the Nick Abraham Saturday Sports Wrap-Up. In fact, I forget where I was. I was somewhere this past spring or summer, and somebody came walking up to me and, I love when you have Coach Ward on the Saturday.
That's probably my mom.
Might have been, actually. Might have been. Yeah. Oh, man. But I was like, yeah, we have Jason on quite a bit, which is a good thing. That means you're winning football games on Friday nights.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, let's talk 2017 Columbia football. I won't ask you about how many wins you'll have on Friday nights, but what are the expectations for this Raider football team?
The usual. You know, we're hoping to you know, win our conference and make the playoffs and hopefully put a dent in these things. You know, it's been 6 out of the last 7 years we've made the playoffs, and we've got one win to show for it. Now, last year, you know, we felt like we took a step forward. You know, we felt like we, after a few years of getting our doors blown off a little bit, last year we felt like we proved we belonged, you know, in a double overtime loss. I mean, it hurt, don't get me wrong, but you know, we felt like we walked away from that going, okay, you know, this group can now know they belong. We have a lot of guys back, and hopefully we can if we're fortunate enough to take that step, we can win a few games.
Well, I asked Mike Elder, you know, when you lose a game like that, boy, it can really fuel an off season. You know, a couple of more reps, a couple of more run up and down the stadium bleachers, whatever it takes, I would imagine. That really fed those guys during the off season.
Well, I mean, we got back that night, and I said, look, our slogan is in place for next season. It's one more yard, because we went for two on the last play of the game and came up 1 yard short. So print the T-shirts and paint the signs, and the next thing you know, it's all over the place. So, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's one of those things our guys have embraced, and you know, we had 6 sophomores on the field in that playoff game on defense, and 5 of them on offense, and you know, they walked away, and our seniors did too. They should have. They walked away with their heads held high. They, you know, that was one of the greatest games I've coached in, one of the greatest games they played in, and a lot of times, you know, as the pain kind of goes away, it's a good memory for those guys, and hopefully we can use it as fuel, like you say.
Jason, you step out of the frying pan into the fire. Your non-league schedule is brutal. Independence is a much-improved team. They finished 7-3 last year. Then you thought you'd beef it up a little bit. Let's take on 3-time state champion Kirtland.
Yeah.
And then you followed up with a Northwestern team that's a perennial playoff team.
Yeah, they were 8-2 last year as well.
You know, talk to me about it. Was that by design? Is that said, if we're going to be a playoff team, we need to ramp up this? You've had Independence for a number of years in Northwestern, but you're pulling Kirtland. Talk to me about what you were thinking there. What were you thinking, Jason?
Well, I mean, they called, and you know, who would we be? You know, where would we be as a program if we shied away from something like that? I mean, the gold standard of Division VI football is an hour away, and they call you and say, hey, we have an opening, do you want to play? And if we say no, I mean, who, you know, what are we at that point? You know, I mean, for us to be able to see what greatness looks like that, I mean, they're great. We're not great, you know. If we were great, we'd be winning playoff games. They're great. They're winning state titles, you know, and I think we're at a point where we should want to see what that looks like. We should want to go over there and learn from that and see what that looks like on the field in person. I only wish we could have, if we would have won our playoff game in week one in the playoffs last year, we would have played them, and then we could have seen it then and then seen it this year And, you know, it's just, you know, it seemed like a no-brainer to me. It didn't seem like a no-brainer to our athletic director. But it just, you know, I mean, it
the incomparable Jeff Jump wasn't all over this game?
He wasn't. And, you know, I said there's three things that can happen. And in my mind, they're all good for our program. So we're going to go over there and see what great looks like. And, you know, we'll put that in our backpacks and move on and see what happens.
You and I talked several years ago about, you know, building the program, and you were at that point where you said, you know, our kids, this was several years ago, they don't step on the field and expect a win every night. That was the one of the first steps in your program. I think you have to agree with me that your kids truly do that now. I think when your kids step on the field, the expectation is that they're going to win a football game every night. I think I see that in the Columbia kids. I've watched the fantastic job that you've done over there, and they're at that point. The next step is and you talked a little bit about the playoff thing, but do you approach that any differently? The playoff thing. Or do you just say it's just I hear Mike Elder talk about the second season. You know, we play the first season, then we get ready for our second season. Do you try and put any other kind of spin on that? Because, you know, you're right there. And like you said, you were right there in the playoffs last year. And I think I look at that group of teams in your division, and there's nobody that you need to run and hide from at this point for Columbia. It's just how do you start getting a little bit momentum with some wins?
Yeah, I mean, it's last year we took a completely different approach. You know, the few years prior to that, we were, you know, everything was you know, we wanted a 15 effort. And is this a 15 effort? Is this what's going to win in the playoffs? And last year we kind of, you know, we kind of backed off of that a little bit. And when we got to the playoffs, we said, hey, you know, let's go out there and play our game, you know. And we didn't quite build it up as much. And I think that had a positive effect on it. So we're learning. I mean, we're learning as a staff. And, you know, there's a lot of programs, a lot of great programs out there that have taken time to figure it out, and we feel like we've got if we're fortunate enough to get there, we feel like we've got not only a good X's and O's formula for it, but a good mental approach to it, and we'll duplicate what we did last year and try to not minimize it, but not build it up so much to where it's weighing our players down, and I think we did that the 2 years prior to last year, so. You know, it's obviously, you know, on our guys' mind. It's important to them. They want to be – this group wants to be the first to put a dent in it, you know, to not just win one game, but, you know, win another game. You know, the first group that wins two playoff games in Columbia is the first group to win two playoff games in Columbia. And they would love nothing more to be a part of that. But our philosophy has always been to go 1-0 every week. And our guys have bought into that. And there shouldn't be a caveat, you know, go 1-0 every week. But – don't forget about the playoffs, you know, and that's kind of what it was, and it wasn't that way last year, and we had a lot of fun, probably had more fun coaching last year than I have my whole career, and I think taking a little bit of that away was probably part of it.
You've got an elite talent in Brandon Coleman. I'm sure there's times you're tempted just to say, let's just hand the rock to that young man and let him do all the work, but you got to surround him with some pieces to obviously, number one, take the load off him, but to get everybody else involved as well. So who are some of the surrounding cast?
Yeah, it's a great point. I mean, Todd Shapiro was asking me about how was he so consistent in his yardage last year, because he was right around 170 to 200 yards every game. And I didn't have a really good answer for him at that point, but having thought about it, you know, if he's over 220 around that, then we don't have anybody else to give it to.
And you become one-dimensional.
Exactly. So we're easy to stop, right? So, yeah, we've got Jay Delisle at receiver that's really starting to make some plays, and I'm so happy for him. Our quarterback has come a long way, and I've been really impressed with him in the two scrimmages that we've had. He's very poised. Jared Bozinski is his name, and he'll be a first-year starter as a junior. Bailey Coleman, Brandon's brother, is a nice slot receiver for us. Cole Schwartz at tight end is going to do some nice things for us. We've got some other backs, and Adam Alton, Ben Alton, Mike Lovell at fullback that can do some things. So, you know, it was a concern coming in. Who's going to be our other playmakers? Because we've always had, you've covered our games, we've always had like these diminutive little slot receivers that are all over the place. And we don't really have that this year, but we've got some really good route runners, some really smart players that I think are going to score points for us and help us out a lot.
Interesting take.
Jason, talk to me a little bit about the quarterback position, because I see you guys do what a lot of D6 the seven schools do, that the kid might be in the slot, he might be a wideout, and then the next year he's the starting quarterback. And you guys have done a tremendous job of transitioning that kid. Because he's a good athlete, you got to have him on the field. He just can't be your backup quarterback. Talk to me about that process of transitioning that slot receiver or that wideout into the quarterback's spot for the next year and taking control of your offense.
Yeah, I think we've done a good job of getting a lot of young guys meaningful minutes, and our quarterbacks are no exception. Jared started 10 games for us at free safety last year. So, you know, he's no stranger to the Friday night lights. It's just in a different way. So when he gets out there under center, and he did start a game for us, the Wellington game last year, so he's got some experience. But, you know, we've been able to kind of formulate a plan for a lot of guys to get them meaningful minutes in spots that maybe they won't be excelling in their junior and senior year. But, okay, this kid's going to be a great receiver. Let's spot him in here at corner, you know, or this kid's going to be a really good tailback. Let's spot him in here at inside backer or outside backer, you know, and it's all about meaningful minutes and letting these guys know that they're in the conversation, you know, for what they really want, but here's a taste of it, you know what I mean?
Last question. Obviously, at the level you play, you're never going to have 80 to 100 kids playing football. I mean, you're just not a D1, D2 school. So how special is it for these young men at Columbia to go out there every Friday night? I mean, I don't know what the percentage of the boys are that play football, but, man, they go out there and they represent this small school at the southern end of the county, per se, far eastern end of the county.
Yeah.
Just how special is that for them?
I think it's very special. You know, I think it's, you know, I would like to think that it's something that they grow up, you know, hoping for and dreaming about.
Especially
and
the success
about.
You've had
and,
now. Yeah.
You know, I don't know how much they follow us as they go through, but, you know, I know their parents do. You know, it's a small community, and there's a lot of people in that community that graduated from Columbia. They don't tend not to leave. It's great. You know, I hope that it's a special – it's our number one job. It's my number one job is to, when they're done – you know, to make it a special, memorable experience for them, to be able to look back on it and say, man, that was a lot of fun. And I take that very seriously, and just to add on to it, you know, in an age where we're all struggling for numbers, the game's kind of under attack right now, and you know, I just say, just get to a point where you're a significant contributor somewhere and see what that's like, you know, and it's not a lot of times – just wearing the green and white on a Friday night isn't enough. You know, wearing the blue and white at midview just isn't enough. But get to a point where you're a significant contributor somewhere and see what that's like, and that kind of hooks them. So, you know, I hope that that's the case, that it's just about representing the community. But hopefully there's a light at the end of the tunnel for a lot of our guys.
And, you know, I'm not saying it because Jason Ward's sitting right here. I've said it on the air. I've said it to numerous people. And, again, you know, you talk about a Mike Elder and an Avon program, a DJ Shaw and a Midview program, and the programs that have had success. This guy right here has run one of the elite football programs in Lorain County for the past several years. I mean that. Your resume and your record and your track record speaks for itself, man.
Great players, man, you know, and a great staff. And it's no secret, man. There's been a lot of great head coaches that just haven't been able to surround themselves with the, you know, the people that they need. It's tough to talk guys into coaching, you know, for next to nothing and putting in a ton of hours. But I've had some really loyal guys and Chip Shope, who you know, and Dan Durante and Mike Rice, and a lot of really good guys, man. Dan Clark and Jeff Sprague, they're great guys, and their heart's in the right place. But man, we've had some awesome players, and I've been lucky in that regard too. So, but I appreciate the compliment.
Oh, it's good stuff. All right, man. I know you drove a long way to get here. Are you done eating over there yet, or did I interrupt your meal?
I have three wings left.
You thought.
I'm sure DJ's waiting for you, too, man.
I have three wings left, and my man Don Griswold's over there still, too. I see him. So we're good.
Good
DJ's
stuff,
still
man.
There, too. All right.
Hey, I know it was a drive for you, man, but I appreciate
wouldn't
it.
Wouldn't miss
really
it,
did.
Man. Love you guys.
Thank
all
you.
Right.
Thanks, thank Jason. You, Jay. Jay Ward, the head coach of the Columbia Raiders, joining us here at the table at the Brew Kettle in Amherst. And my friend Tom Evans. That's going to bring the curtain down on our 2017 high school football preview here at the Brew Kettle.
How like
about the
started.
Turnout? Yeah, how about the turnout, the conversations? I mean, just great stuff here at the Brew Kettle in Amherst. Now you got to be ready for kickoff
I'm
a week from Friday,
let's
right?
Let's go. I don't want another week of scrimmages. Let's get after it right now. This is good stuff.